below 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Regine Batzorek. It seems Amazon is planning on making big money moves in Quebec. In a new government document obtained by La Presse, the multinational tech company is eyeing to invest almost $1 billion in Quebec. According to the Canadian press, the investment would be through Amazon Web Services, the company's cloud division, which opened its first data center in Montreal region in 2016. The data center's location is still up in the air, but reports suggest the company has bought a 155,000 square foot center in Varennes from Hydro-Quebec. This is not the first time the tech giant wanted to build their presence in the province. Just last year, Montreal was a frontrunner in Amazon's search for second headquarters. On Saturday, Canada's official Twitter page tweeted its support for Toronto-born drag queen Brooklyn Lynn Heights. Quote, "Canada is behind you as you strut your way towards becoming one fierce superstar," end quote. Brooklyn Lynn Heights is the first Canadian to be competing on the hit show RuPaul's Drag Race. According to Global News, the comment earned a mostly positive reaction from Twitter users. One user tweeted, quote, "I love that my country supports the art of drag," end quote. Turkey has called out China for its continuous mistreatment of the ethnic Uyghur people. In a statement on Saturday, Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hami Aksoy said that China has detained more than 1 million Uyghurs. Quote, "It is no longer a secret that more than 1 million Uyghur Turks who are exposed to arbitrary arrests are subject to torture and political brainwashing in concentration centers and prisons," end quote. According to Al Jazeera, approximately 10 million Uyghurs call the region of Xinjiang home and make up 45% of its population. The Turkic Muslim group has long accused Chinese authorities of cultural, religious, and economic discrimination. The Chinese embassy in Ankara responded to Aksoy's statement, saying that the accusations were false and urged the government to retract them. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Sexe à les mains sales, éducation, sentiment. extra. Autant en emporte le vent. Dans la vallée des avanées. Adieu les hauts.
Bonjour et bienvenue au Friday Franco Show sur CGLO 1690 AM. Je suis Olivier Durisseau. On va être ensemble pour un autre vendredi de musique québécoise francophone. On a commencé avec trois nouveautés. La chanson qu'on vient d'entendre, c'est Soleil Blanc de Requin Chagrin. C'est un groupe français que j'aime beaucoup parce que oui, parfois ça m'arrive de mettre de la musique de France ou d'ailleurs qui chante en français. J'aime toujours ça et puis c'était une très intéressante nouveauté de Requin Chagrin. Puis on a commencé l'émission avec Délivrez-moi du nouvel album de Robert Charlebois. J'ai appris ça ce matin que Robert Charlebois venait de sortir un album aujourd'hui. Je trouve ça incroyable. L'album est très intéressant. C'était une chanson quand même assez intello, mais très intéressante. Et puis il est toujours fidèle à son style, Robert Charlebois, que si vous connaissez pas, vous devez aller écouter ce qu'il fait puis voir des vieux vidéos de lui en live dans les années 70. C'est de toute beauté. Et puis c'était Colin de Simon Kearney qu'on écoutait juste après. Encore une fois, son dernier album, Maison Ouverte, sorti en janvier, qu'on aime beaucoup, qu'on a écouté 2-3 fois déjà. Alors sans plus tarder, voici un autre artiste qu'on commence à découvrir, c'est-à-dire Jonathan Person avec son nouvel album Histoire naturelle. On écoute Sans nom.
Femme AM is Concordia's only feminist talk show. We shed light on gender issues in your community that affect you through interviews and discussions. Give us a listen every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. only on CGLO 1690 AM.
TD présente Sekumba Bambino, l'un des chanteurs les plus prolifiques du continent africain. Dans le cœur des concerts nus d'Afrique à l'année, Sikumba Bambino sera accompagné de son orchestre de prestige samedi le 16 février au Théâtre National. Plus d'informations sur productionnudafrique.com.
Bienvenue au Friday Franco Show, vous êtes à CGLO 1690 AM et on vient d'entendre C'est un virus du dernier album, première apparition de Laurent San, première apparition, c'est en effet son premier album complet solo qu'on aime beaucoup, on l'avait écouté pour la première fois la semaine dernière et puis pourquoi pas dans les prochaines semaines on va entendre plus de Laurent San, on aimait bien cette petite chanson pop et puis on a écouté Sans nom de Jonathan Personne juste avant, quelque chose que j'ai oublié de vous mentionner en début d'émission aujourd'hui, c'est une émission un peu spéciale parce que les 20 dernières minutes du show vont être dédiées à un festival qui a lieu ce soir aux Catacombes. C'est le festival Punk Meets Doom dont vous avez peut-être entendu parler, surtout si vous êtes étudiant à Concordia ou si vous vous promenez au quartier des spectacles, il y a des publicités un peu partout. C'est 4 bands de punk, et de différents styles qui gravitent autour justement du punk quatre bandes de Montréal qui vont être en show au Catacombes ce soir. C'est organisé par Zola Productions. Alors à la fin de l'émission, je vais avoir en entrevue Mark Zola qui est membre aussi du groupe Pink Cocoon qui va jouer ce soir, qu'on avait déjà eu à l'émission en entrevue l'automne dernier, donc ça va nous faire plaisir de l'avoir en entrevue. Puis on va écouter 3-4 des bandes qui jouent au festival ce soir à la fin de l'émission. En attendant, il nous reste 2-3 chansons québécoises francophones comme on a l'habitude d'entendre. Une autre qui n'est pas étrangère à l'émission, c'est Lou Adrian Cassidy avec son album « C'est la fin du monde à tous les jours » que j'aime beaucoup, 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 qui est sorti dans le mois dernier, en fait. C'est la chanson « Respiration » qu'on va écouter tout de suite.
Quand j'ai pris une grande respiration, je pensais encore à toi. Quand la fumée a rempli mes poumons, je pensais encore à toi. J'ai oublié les contours de ton corps, mais je pensais à toi. Quand j'ai pris une grande respiration, chaleur de ta voix, je l'oubliais déjà. En mangeant des yeux ton corps déjà froid, je l'oubliais déjà. Mon cœur tambour plus fort que la radio, mais je t'oubliais déjà. En dessinant la chaleur de ta voix, pour te garder, ah, 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 avec moi. En pleurant sur ce qui restait de ton corps, je gardais mon sang-froid. Le regard tremblant, le cœur brûlant si fort, je gardais mon sang-froid. J'ai égaré 2 ou 3 morceaux de toi, mais je garde mon sang-froid. En pleurant sur ce qui reste de ton corps, que je n'avais pas aimé autant que ça. Ça faisait longtemps que je n'avais pas aimé autant que toi.
Bienvenue au Friday Franco Show. On vient d'entendre Métamorphose de Volleyball de Plage, puis Respiration de Lou Adrienne Cassidy. Volleyball de Plage, leur dernier album, Ligue des Cactus, qui est sorti en janvier dernier. Très sympathique, on avait déjà commencé à écouter en janvier dernier, justement. Le moment est venu pour passer à cette deuxième moitié d'émission où on commence à écouter la musique quand même complètement différente. C'est ça que je disais la semaine dernière, on a la chance ici de pouvoir toucher à différents style, ben là c'est vraiment ça qu'on fait parce qu'on passe de Lou Adrienne Cassidy qui est vraiment comme dans l'instrumentalisation, dans le violon, dans la, tu sais, dans de la musique presque naïve là, très très douce aussi, avec de très beaux textes, et puis on arrive avec d'autres très belles musiques mais d'un style complètement différent, parce que comme je vous le disais plus tôt, on va parler du festival Punk Meets Doom qui est ce soir au Catacombes. Je vais interviewer dans environ 5 minutes Mark Zola qui organise le festival et qui va aussi jouer de la musique ce soir. Mais pour commencer, on va écouter une chanson de chacun des groupes qui va jouer ce soir. Alors notre première chanson, juste avant l'entrevue, c'est Revolution du groupe... en tout cas, c'est Revolution de... Batkin, pardon. Je voulais pas me tromper. Alors, on va écouter ça à l'instant, et puis on va être au téléphone avec Mark Zola qui va nous parler du festival. Bonjour. Alors, je suis présentement avec Mark Zola au téléphone. C'était Revolution, donc de Bad Skin, qui va jouer au festival ce soir. Mark, est-ce que tu m'entends bien? Oui. So hi, Mark. So we were just listening to Revolution by Bad Skin, one of the bands that will be playing tonight at Les Catacombes. So you are organizing the Punk Meets Doom Festival. So do you want to tell us about what to expect tonight, which bands will be playing, and what the concept is?
And Bad Skin, and then Pink Cocoon, my band, and then Pussy Stench, ending it off, fourth band. And basically, it's like two bands, one on the doom side and two bands, one on the punk side. And I would say, like, the main purpose for the event was just to, like, just to get two different genres and, like, styles of music together and have, like, a different crowd, and just to, like, to build, like, a bigger community thing. Because now, like, a lot of newer events and stuff like that, I'd rather not split up by genres and just, like, put, like, two styles that go well together, because they're both similar aspects, kind of thing. Like, the punk rock community is similar in the sense that doom metal and punk rock is still both, like, underground, and they both have, like, similar values and stuff like that. So I think putting the two together, even though obviously one is a bit faster and one is a bit slower, I think could mix quite well. And then along with the visual artists, they'll be selling their work, and then there's going to be pizza from Mike from his kitchen that he works at. He's going to be bringing that in. And I think all together, it brings in different people to the music, instead of just playing like punk rock shows separately and then doom metal shows separately. I think putting them all in one, I think, is kind of better, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So it's so the bands, have they played together before, or it's kind of the first time that in Montreal we have this concept of the two genres coming together?
I mean, there's some local gigs, like smaller gigs, you'll see like different bands, like some punk rock bands will play with rock bands, or like there's obviously like ska, reggae, punk, like sometimes you'll see those gigs put together and stuff like that. But like, I don't see it too often, like where there's like a doom metal or like a punk rock festival, or just like a really like mixed up kind of festival.
Interesting.
Like, so I was doing my own like Eargasm festival, like stoner rock. It's just stoner rock and doom, like just that like niche market sort of thing. And then I just thought of it, I'm like, why don't I just get some punk rock bands along with the doom metal bands, and just both crowds.
Yeah, definitely. And you were here last a few months ago talking about your festival Eargasm, and so Mark, you're in charge of Zola Productions that organized the festival and the Punk Meets Doom that will be happening tonight. So do you want to talk about how your event came together and how your how you're working with what Zola Production is?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, there's gonna be Keep MTL Weird, like they're doing some like social media promo, so they're collabing as well. Then obviously you guys like CJLO doing this right now. I'd say the poster design, like usually I'll work with different poster designers depending the gig. Like this one, it was Third Age Designs. His work with The Well and like Ruby the Hatchet, really liked his work, so got him to do the poster design, and then went with the print company for the printing of posters, and just that's pretty much it. And then Catacomb was the venue, and
yeah, nice.
Everything is, because everything's still like really like DIY kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's the kind of shows we like at CJLO. And so I heard also there was gonna be like free pizza. Is that right? I saw that on Facebook. And there's, so do you wanna like talk about the kind of vibe that we can expect from the show and what will be happening there?
For sure. So yeah, the pizza is going to be coming from Cuisine 80, and it's basically Mike, he works there, he's in band Pussy Stench, and I think there's going to be a lot of pizzas
nice.
Coming in for everyone, free pizzas for the crowd, and basically the four bands playing 9 to 12, no delay. Each band is playing a 30-minute set. There's going to be visual artists upstairs selling their work and showcasing it, so And I could say the names of each artist. There's going to be Christopher Messine. He has like these metal, unique, original sculpture pieces that he does, like sort of like welding.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be Katrina Grindley selling her pieces. Erin Loveday, Maya Taylor Barnett, and Grace Karam. She's going to be there too. And if I'm, hopefully I'm not forgetting anyone, because this is just off the top of my head.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all the artists. Then there's the four bands. And it's pretty much it. Like, doors are at 8, show goes 9 to 12. The
yeah.
online ticket link is now closed, so the door is $15.
Perfect.
And it should be good. The weather is looking good too.
Yeah, definitely.
So warm, like it was 2 days ago. Like all of Montreal is just insane.
Right? And yeah. So finally, Mark, you're also part of the band Pink Cocoon that will be playing tonight.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us about what you have planned for the audience tonight, or if we could expect some new music from your band in this year or in the next few months?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, we're going to be playing like a lot of new songs. Sort of thing, like we're only playing one track off the Alienation EP. I feel most people in the local scene know the Alienation EP just because it's the only release material, but we're only playing, I guess if I spoil it, I'm only
yeah.
song. I'm no, only
you can't spoil it too much.
Sorry?
You can't spoil it too much either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only playing the song No Control. That's the one of the second track off the Alienation EP. And then the five other tracks, I won't say the names, but they're newer
Perfect.
Tracks. And then one is a brand new song. And then the lineup is going to be Patrick Murphy on drums and Johnny Bassface Burton on bass. And that's all I can say. I think it's going to be a surprise, I mean.
All right. Yeah, well, we're very excited to come to the first Punk Meets Doom Festival by Zola Productions. So before we before you leave us, Mark, we were thinking of playing your song No Control.
Sure.
So do you want to tell us about that song?
Yeah, for sure. Basically, I mean, the lyrics are kind of like direct and speak for themselves sort of thing. It's like going out at night having no control.
Yeah. which is what we might see tonight as well.
Probably. I mean, that might happen tonight. Sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, it's being about being confused and just letting loose and seeing, I don't know, where your life or where your shit is like taking you sort of thing, or like or kind of messing up and then realizing the next morning kind of thing. It's like,
yeah.
In that sort of vibe, that's what the song is about, kind of thing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for being with us today, for talking to us about the Punk Meets
yeah,
Doom
sure.
Festival. We're expecting a lot of CGLO listeners at your show tonight. Well, thank you, and we will listen to No Control right now.
Awesome. And I guess Ritual Master and Pussy Stench are playing after.
Yes, exactly. Those are the two last bands of our show today.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, see you then.
Yes.
Thanks a lot again.
Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CGLO 6090 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
Looking for your next step in education or to travel? Learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on March 2nd at the Palais des Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Check the website for more information at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Oui, alors re-bienvenue au Friday Franco Show. On vient d'écouter No Control de Pink Cocoon avant de se laisser pour notre pause publicitaire. Et puis on était avec Mark Zola juste avant qui organise le festival Punk Means Doom où tous ces bons groupes-là vont participer ce soir aux Catacombes. Vous l'avez entendu, c'est 15$ à la porte aux Catacombes à 20h ce soir. Alors, il nous reste deux chansons du festival à écouter. On va commencer par Honey Wine, No Fun Master. Et puis ensuite, on va écouter Ritual Master avec A Horrific Return.
Darling, I'm pimp, fucking dead. Spending out so many quid.
Bonjour, on est juste à la fin de Friday Franco Show. Merci beaucoup d'avoir été avec nous aujourd'hui à l'émission. On a écouté donc les quatre bands qui vont jouer au Punk Meets Doom Festival. C'était Ritual Master avec lesquels on vient de se laisser pour leur chanson Horrific Return. Merci d'avoir été au Friday Franco Show. C'est toujours un plaisir. On se revient avec la semaine prochaine avec d'autres belles nouveautés franco-québécoises. Alors, on se laisse pendant les derniers instants qu'on a avec Of Course. Et puis...